Blog Talk Radio.
Someone like you, and I hope that you feel the same way.
morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I am your host, Kel Marvet. It is 38 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me this morning on the Morning Rush. Next song coming up is from the Best Man soundtrack, and it's entitled Beautiful Girl.
Yeah. me right next to you. Then I raise the tip in the room. First from my back like you do. Right there, right there. You touch me like you care. Now stop and let me repay you for the week that you've been through. Working at 9 to 5 and staying cute.
morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 5 minutes before the hour, and it's time for our comedy break. And our comedy is coming from Samson this morning. Bear with us, we have a little technical difficulties.
Bitch, you're gonna make me emotional. Stop it, okay? Oh my God. Okay, one more time for y'all selves, please. One more time. Oh my Lord. Okay, now this is what I like. I see lesbians. Okay, where my lesbians? Cause clearly that wasn't everybody, okay? Now, I don't got a call on the gays because I was in the back on Grindr, so my count is about right. So that's about right. But it's more lesbians up in here than that, okay? We are the straight people. Straight people?
Yay!
Oh. That is so sad, ain't it? I don't understand, y'all. God does not approve of that lifestyle. I don't understand it, but I'll support it, you know.
Yes.
Were y'all born straight? No, I'm just playing. Oh, my God. No, this is really great to be here because, like, I do a lot. And so looking at everybody, you see, y'all are gorgeous. Y'all are absolutely beautiful, so I'm glad y'all are here. And I love being in front of people because looking at people, you never know what the next person to you is going through in their lives or what a person is going through or dealing with. So I'm glad that y'all are here. First of all, and y'all spent y'all money coming here. Some of y'all borrowed money. You know, some of y'all sold a little bit of ass, whatever y'all had to do. To make y'all money, y'all got up in here. So first, I appreciate y'all supporting me to do that. So thank you very much, okay? And just, oh my, and the lesbians. Oh my God. You a lesbian, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I can smell that scent. That, what is that salt? Well, they do have a smell. They smell like sawdust, you know. They, okay. Y'all act surprised? Jesus Christ, it's not like the straight people. They smell like Kmart. Okay. So, okay. No, but really, I'm so happy that y'all came. And, like, I really do. And this week has been a challenge. I just got my voice back. So I was horrified this week because, like, all week I was hacking and coughing. I don't know what happened. I don't know because I have been rallying and stuff. I went to a Chick-fil-A rally, and that was beautiful. I took some of my mama's fried chicken. That was beautiful. We've been, you know, gearing up to help Obama get in the White House again. Yes, definitely. We have to, because if the wrong person gets in the White House, we're going to be fucked, okay? You know, and personally, I'm rooting for him to get in the White House for a second term because I want to see his ass wild the fuck out, okay? Him and Michelle, okay? I just want them to get black as shit on their next term, okay? Because they've been very conservative this term. You know, they've been coming out, speaking properly. You know, Michelle has her hair pressed. You know, they've been eating baked chicken. You know. Okay? I can't wait for the second term because it's time, okay? For watermelon fried chicken and sunflower seeds, okay? Rap music, I want him to slap the shit out of Mitt Romney with a box of Popeye's chicken, okay? And I want to see Michelle Obama come out the White House with her hair and curlers and a bathrobe on, okay? I want to see that grandmama with a switch whooping ass in their front yard, okay? You know those Republicans go out there and they protest at the White House. I want Michelle Obama to beat that bitch Sarah Palin in front of the White House. No, because y'all know Michelle Obama is from the projects. Y'all know that, right? That bitch will whoop somebody's ass, okay? You will never hear about no Monica Lewinsky. Let me tell y'all, Michelle got that shit on lock. Y'all know that, right? Let a bitch try. You can tell Michelle ain't put no shit at them press conferences, right? Because you see her when she come out there, she don't say much. She just kind of stand there like. Fuck with them, you know. So I'm excited. So we got to make sure, you know, because they will set us back. So definitely. So I had to. That's my public service announcement. Get out and vote and love yourself. That's most important. So we got to do that. Okay.
Next song coming up is from Michael Jackson. It's entitled Butterflies.
Yeah. I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Get enough of your love, babe. from love, and they can never stand in our way. We made a vow to love through it all. We are one, and no one has the right to tear my love down.
No matter what the people say,
no matter,
I love you anyway. You are my life.
Sheltered me with your heart. There's no safer place than to be in love, and here I will stand. And there ain't gonna never, ever leave you. Oh,
no matter what the people say, I'm gonna love you anyway.
No matter
you
what the people
life,
say,
I can't let go. Even if we fuss
about
it, even if we
fuss.
I can't.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette, and it is time for our news segment. Our news is coming from, it is stated that Illinois governor states that it's time for marriage equality. In the wake of marriage equality advances in Rhode Island, Delaware, and Minnesota, the governor of Illinois says it is time for his state to get moving on its bill. Quote, "It's time to vote," end quote, Governor Pat Quinn told the Chicago Tribune Thursday. Illinois, quote, "Illinois passing marriage equality into law, I think, sends a great signal to the people of the state that the people of America, so it's important to Illinois that the House of Representatives to get going," end quote. The state Senate approved the marriage equality bill on Valentine's Day, but it has yet to come to the vote in the House of Representatives. House of Representatives Greg Harris, its chief sponsor, has not said when he would bring it up. He and others backers wanted to be assured that there is enough support for the passage before calling a vote, but they are making progress toward the 60 yes votes they need. Quinn has pledged to sign the bill. The legislative session ends May 31st. Harris says he hopes Illinoisans take a lesson from states that have already enacted marriage equality. Quote, "People who were married before same-sex marriage are still happy and with their families," end quote, Harris said. Quote, "All has occurred is that the community has been strengthened, families have been strengthened, and children have found loving parents to help raise them," end quote. Meanwhile, there will be competing pro and anti-marriage equality protests at two state representatives' offices over the weekend. The right-wing Illinois Family Institute will be countered by Gay Liberation Network at the office of Anthony DeLucia in Chicago Heights and by Fox Valley Pride at the office of Stephanie Kilwitt in Aurora. This concludes our news segment. It is 25 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is from Fantasia, and it's entitled Cornbread and Collard Greens.
Through, but today I'm with you. myself short, because I'm here, not here.
You know, I want y'all to just sit back and think for a second, yeah? You know what I mean? Now, there's a lot of haters out there hating on people, relationships, and stuff. Don't nobody want to see you happy. They always trying to take your joy and bring you down.
No.
But you got to be the one to sit by your mate and say, I'm going to be with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I did wrong. You did wrong too. You know what I'm saying? But we got to put up with these other shit. The easiest thing to do is leave. You did. Anyway, check this out. Yeah.
Take me back. I said you're wrong.
everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning with Kel. It is 18 minutes before the hour. We ask that you do not text and drive. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is from Alicia Keys, and it's entitled Girl on Fire.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave. Continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her. Took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that. Haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby. She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Oh, explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. Baby, ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it
peace.
Like this? Baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like my car, you